On a cold winter's night, Old Major, a prize-winning boar, gathers the animals of Manor Farm to share a revolutionary vision. Trembling with passion, he articulates what many have felt but never expressed. Their lives under human rule are miserable and unnatural. Man is the only creature that consumes without producing, he declares. Yet he is lord of all the animals. Major's speech builds to a revolutionary crescendo as he calls for rebellion and establishes foundational principles: unity against humans, rejection of human vices, and equality among animals. The emotional pinnacle comes when he teaches them Beasts of England, a stirring anthem that captures their longing for freedom. As their voices rise in unison, something fundamental shifts in the barn. A seed has been planted that will soon grow into revolution. But like most revolutions, it contains within it both the promise of liberation and the seeds of future tyranny. Freedom arrives not through careful planning, but desperate necessity. When the chronically drunk Mr. Jones neglects to feed the animals, hunger drives them to break into the storage shed. Jones and his men respond with whips, but the starving animals' rage explodes into spontaneous uprising. Suddenly and unexpectedly free, the animals rename their home Animal Farm and destroy all symbols of human oppression, bits, chains, and whips thrown onto a bonfire. The pigs, having secretly developed Old Major's teachings into animalism, emerge as natural leaders. Snowball and Napoleon stand out. Snowball, vivacious and inventive, Napoleon, quieter but more imposing. They codify animalism into 7 commandments painted on the barn wall, culminating in the principle, all animals are equal. The animals celebrate with double rations and singing. But amid the jubilation, a small yet significant event occurs. Napoleon takes charge of the cow's milk, which mysteriously disappears. This subtle foreshadowing reveals how quickly revolutionary ideals can be compromised when power changes hands. Without humans, the animals complete a faster harvest than Jones ever managed, enjoying greater food portions despite challenges. The pigs assume leadership, claiming their brain work exempts them from manual labor. Boxer, the cart horse, becomes the farm's pillar with his motto, "I will work harder." While pigs master literacy, other animals learn at varying paces, with Snowball simplifying the 7 commandments to 4 legs good, 2 legs bad, for simpler creatures. The pigs' first power grab occurs when they claim all milk and apples, with Squealer insisting these delicacies are vital to prevent Jones's return. Neighboring farmers, alarmed by the revolution, launch a failed propaganda campaign as Beasts of England spreads to other farms. Jones attempts to reclaim his property in the Battle of the Cowshed, but Snowball's tactical leadership and Boxer's strength secure victory. They commemorate the triumph with military honors and display Jones's gun at the flagstaff, creating a founding mythology the pigs will later exploit. As winter approaches, Animal Farm fractures. After Molly defects to humans, Snowball and Napoleon clash over the windmill project. Snowball wants modern amenities, Napoleon emphasizes food production. During the vote, Napoleon reveals 9 fierce dogs he'd secretly trained, forcing Snowball to flee. Napoleon then abolishes public debates for a pig-led committee. When animals object, the dog's presence silences them. Napoleon later claims Snowball's windmill idea as his own. The windmill project transforms the farm. Animals work diligently, believing it's for their benefit. Napoleon extends work to 60 hours plus voluntary Sundays. Boxer, devoted to his mottos, "I will work harder," and "Napoleon is always right," becomes crucial to construction. Though food remains adequate, goods grow scarce. Napoleon begins trading with neighboring farms despite earlier anti-human principles. When animals question changes, like pigs occupying the farmhouse, Squealer manipulates their memories, blaming Snowball. The commandments change subtly. No animal shall sleep in a bed becomes no animal shall sleep in a bed with sheets. When a storm destroys the windmill, Napoleon blames Snowball, claiming evidence of sabotage. He uses this setback to rally the animals to rebuild while creating an external enemy. During a harsh winter with food shortages, Napoleon maintains a false image of prosperity. When hens resist his demand to surrender eggs for trade with humans, he stops their rations until 9 die and the rest submit. Snowball becomes the universal scapegoat, with Squealer even rewriting the Battle of Cowshed history to transform him from hero to villain. The regime's brutality peaks when Napoleon forces four pigs to confess collaborating with Snowball, then has dogs execute them before the horrified animals. This triggers more forced confessions and killings. The surviving animals, struggling to reconcile these events with their ideals, gather in silent despair. When they attempt to sing Beasts of England in mourning, Squealer announces its abolition as no longer needed, marking the complete transformation from revolution to tyranny, where violence replaces persuasion and the animals become complicit in their own oppression. Years pass, and most animals who witness the rebellion have died. The farm prospers, common animals remain poor, while the pig population grows. The farm's tragedy peaks when Boxer collapses from exhaustion. Napoleon promises hospital care, but Benjamin discovers the van belongs to a horse slaughterer. 3 days after Boxer's removal, Squealer announces his death despite excellent hospital care. That evening, the pigs celebrate with whiskey bought with the proceeds from Boxer's sale. The final transformation unfolds as the animals witness Squealer, followed by other pigs, walking on hind legs. Napoleon emerges with a whip while sheep bleat, "Four legs good, two legs better." The Seven Commandments are now reduced to, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others." In the concluding scene, neighboring farmers tour the farm. Through the farmhouse window, animals observe pigs and humans dining together. As they watch, the pigs' faces transform until the animals can no longer distinguish between pig and human. The oppressed have become the oppressors. Animal Farm's power lies in its tragic truth. Without vigilance and equality, idealistic movements can recreate the very systems they fought to destroy. The story challenges us to recognize when our own revolutions begin betraying their principles. The narrative shows how power corrupts and language manipulates. Squealer's propaganda, the rewriting of history, and the altered Seven Commandments reveal how truth becomes flexible in power's hands. The animals' fading memories make them vulnerable, highlighting how collective memory guards against tyranny. The character arcs tell their own story. Napoleon's transformation from revolutionary to dictator, Boxer's blind loyalty despite exploitation, and the pig's gradual mimicry of human behavior. Most telling is how readily the animals accept each loss of freedom when faced with smooth justifications and imagined threats. The book endures because its patterns of revolution, corruption, and oppression echo throughout history. Its message is clear. Replacing one tyranny with another ensures failure. Only through vigilance, genuine equality, and courage to challenge power can societies truly serve all members, not just those at the top.